good morning, and good to see everybody here. As you know, this marks kind of the kickoff for us as we get into our offseason in full. The question was regarding Sark and what could he bring to the team. Well, I thought through the years, he's somebody that I've personally connected with, and I thought we'd make a good fit together.
Hey, what's up, man? Dan.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you. Don't let me go off the edge.
Joining us now, the head coach of the defending NFC champion Atlanta Falcons, he is Dan Quinn. Isn't one of the great things about this business that win or lose, you got no choice but to keep moving?
That's right.
The train is still rolling.
The analogy I used, we're fighters, you know, and we got hit. You get your butt off the canvas and you go right back to it. So,
all right.
See you, brother.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
All right. Appreciate your time.
All right. Hey, what's up, Bill? How you doing, man? Are you going to be on with me?
I don't think so.
Can I request it?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Hey, Jackie, how you doing?
Are you comfortable with me saying you were calling plays for the second
yes,
half of the season?
Yes, I am. Yep. Totally am. Thank you for asking, though. I appreciate that. That means a lot. Well, True is he's a terrific competitor for us and one that we desperately missed. Anytime you play over 90 plays, it's going to get tough. He's real soft-spoken. Okay, Q. But he knows, like, okay, we need you to go guard this guy.
I loved the 72 Dolphins. I had a Bob Greasy poster on my Dolphins jacket hat. They're the last team to lose and come back and win.
That's what I'm talking about. I talked to Steve Kerr, like, last year. They lost to – they were up 3-1 to Cleveland and lost. And, like, they're playing well. And Kansas City Royals were that way. They lost in the World Series. So I'm with you. I'm going to research the Dolphins. Hey, what's up, dude? How you doing, brother?
Happy for you guys.
I'll see you this week. Good, man. How are you?
Good to see you, man.
You too, brother.
Cool.
Thanks. Hey, Coach,
Andrew,
what's up, man?
Yeah,
how you doing?
Nice to see you. Everything good?
Really good, man. Coach, I think the big one for me is I'm past it. I don't think I'll ever get over it. And that's not a bad thing, to be honest with you. And you battle for it. Sometimes it goes your way. You'd love for them to win them all, but you don't. And I for damn sure would rather be in them every year than not. Yeah. Thanks.
You were amazing and gracious afterwards. You know?
Well, like I said, you want to compete for it. And when it doesn't go your way, doesn't go your way. You know? What up, Mike? How you doing, dude? Good, man. What's up, brother?
Congratulations.
Thanks,
man.
On
your year.
Yeah.
Really great.
You too.
I'm pumped watching you.
I lost you guys. Hey.
How are you doing, Mike?
Good, man. How are you?
Are your ankles?
No. I told one of the guys, hey, man, if this phone rings, you come down to the weight room and get me. Like, by 4 o'clock that afternoon, I came back up like 3 times. Hey, the phone rang? No, nobody's called you. So then I go home. It's like 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock, no phone call. So it's like 10 o'clock. I go to bed.
You made him wait?
I made him wait.
Oh, yeah.
I had a big decision.
Maybe 10:30, the phone rings, and he says, hey, hey, Dan, is Stacy there? And I, it was one of the coolest moments for us because he said, hey, I'm going to offer Dan the job. And I wanted you to know. And I was like, man, like, and we're always going to look at the line of scrimmage, you know, on both sides, offensive line, defensive line. How do we continue to add more speed to our group? We're opening a new Mercedes-Benz Stadium, so we better be fast.
Thank you.
All right, cool.
All right, man.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy the week.
I know, the new stadium.
All right.